Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to part two of Private Parts. We are back.
Private part two.
Private part two. Reese, James. You know, you got two first names as your name.
Big time.
Yeah.
That's quite... Actually, do you know, in America, a lot of people have two surnames as their... Well, so first name and surname.
Go on, give me 10 examples.
So like, Everton Lindsay. Or,
no, or, I don't accept that.
Or...
what is going on?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some examples. But like, yeah, like loads of Americans have like surnames for their first name. It's like a problem because if they get married, instead of having a double-barreled surname, they'll just choose, like Jackson. You know,
right. I don't get what you're.
Jackson Smith,
Jackson Pollock,
Tucker Jones,
yeah, or Jackson Five.
Yeah,
yeah. Five's not really a surname.
It is. That is a surname. Or Five. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Yeah,
Michael's
yeah.
Jackson.
Just like George Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
Reece, so back to you. So you do stand-up comedy, all these kind of things. What is the biggest kind of crowd you've played to so far?
Probably this podcast.
Yeah,
right?
The 28,000 people on the West Stand of Wembley listening to this. Latitude Festival's probably the biggest.
Great.
That's like,
yeah, it's a lot.
5,000 or 6,000 or something like that.
Do you ever get nervous or no? Honestly,
yeah, not genuinely, not really anymore. It's just I feel numb. I feel nothing.
Because you're just a psychopath. You have no empathy towards anyone. You don't even regard them as humans.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's nothing.
There's nothing to you people in front
of
me.
Once you've had the sort of conversations I've had with chemists, you don't really feel awkward about anything else. So I'm just not genuinely. It's just like I don't feel anything. If it goes really well, I come off just thinking whatever. Yeah. If it goes badly, I come thinking whatever.
You just,
just don't care anymore.
The empathy just
the
gone.
The bit where you get nervous is if it's like brand new material or there's a lot riding on a gig or whatever. But I mean.
So have you ever gone into a gig? Have you ever gone into one and gone like, hey, right, I've got a real good new joke. Here we go. This is my brand new joke. And you've gone, ha, da, 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 and you've done the punchline and just no one's laughed.
I mean, almost every day of my life. You constantly do that. With new stuff, it's like, yeah, the percentage of stuff that just really works immediately.
Because you have to tweak it, right?
After yeah. Or just abandon it for good.
Yeah. Okay. But when do you draw the line? You know, at what stage do you say, actually, no, I'm going to never
you
use
it? You do weirdly, them. You like... you.
Do you grow attached you to certain bits and you're like, no, sometimes. this is funny. I've got to just find the right audience full of chemists.
There's bits I have done consistently like every year when it comes to, like the calendar is kind of based around Edinburgh, which is in August. So you're just trying to get a new hour ready for August, which means that you kind of start again in like September, October. Mm. And there's bits when I'm doing like a new material gig in October that I'll just be like, let's have another year trying this bit.
And then slightly tweaking it never works.
Never quite gets there. As soon as you get to like May, when you've actually got some material, you're like, why the fuck was I talking about that?
So if you give us a little example of something that just you think was funny.
I tried to do a routine. It's not really a gag. I tried to do a routine for ages on how...
go on, do it for us. You're on stage.
How I poached. I'm not going to do it like I'm on stage.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're going to do it.
No
like
way. I can't remember it.
This is a space where you can test out all the material that didn't work.
Yeah, with such, you know, a receptive...
The tried and tested and failed material. This is a box for you
I'll
to
talk you through it.
Throw
so,
it in.
I'll talk you through it. So, basically, I was trying to explain to the audience there's a foolproof way to make £10 a minute. All you got to do is get yourself down a casino. No, I tried to do this bit for ages about... I poached my first egg at 26 and...
What, in a kettle or something like that?
No. I poached it in a normal way. But that's the bit, basically, is that I went on Twitter to say, what's the best method? Because if you Google it, there's 10,000 methods. I went on Twitter, and that was a big mistake, because it's like hiccups. Everyone thinks they've got the solution.
Yeah.
But they
or avocado, like guacamole. Everyone thinks that they...
Do they?
Know how to make the best guacamole.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'll be trying it again this year with guacamole
Yeah, I did
I've
it.
Just finally abandoned never do the egg bit. Never do that. Now, guys, guacamole, there's so many different ways. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And everyone in the audience going, I'm sure we've heard this.
Yeah. And I was just like, I know, people just have so many... People are trying to get cling film involved all the time. People are telling you to create a whirlpool.
I make a whirlpool.
You make a whirlpool?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it keeps it all, the centrifugal force keeps the poached egg in the middle of the thing.
Yeah. Aren't you meant to put olive oil in the pan? Olive oil
yeah,
and
or
spin
like
it.
Vinegar,
that's it. And then spin it, right?
This is what I'm talking about. This is it's infuriating when you're trying to poach your first egg for the first time.
Or what's the cling film bit? I didn't get that one.
I don't know. Some maniacs want to get cling film involved in everything, don't they?
It's true.
Is that philosophy? What's philosophy?
So you were going to, you poached your first egg at 26.
This is the whole routine. That you haven't been laughing because it's not funny. And then I would just like riff on, oh, and everyone's saying all this stuff like, oh, you want to create a whirlpool? Oh, get some cling film involved. Oh, put in the blood of a firstborn. Oh, get a warlock to do a chant over the top of it. And I would just keep talking until people laugh, which
was
never.
What was the punchline then?
There was not a punchline. Of course there was not. There was no way out. I would have to just keep coming up with different ways like that.
What would your out be until someone laughed? That's your out. Then you go, oh,
I
okay.
think I would just... how did I end it? How did I end it?
You just never end it.
Tough crowd.
Some say there. I'm still doing it now at the Camden Head to six people. I can't remember. I genuinely can't remember how I would get out of it. It was just like one of them would eventually get a big enough laugh and I would just go, it's ridiculous. And then they go, good night, everyone. Check out my Netflix specials. Yeah, I would just do that.
Oh,
it was terrible, and I'm really glad you made me bring that up. What this podcast is just a bad memory podcast, isn't it?
Do you know what? This is what I think we should get onto next, is the whole point, because you've played to a lot of people, right? You've done Latitude, done all those kind of things. The O2 is obviously the big one that you...
Are you about to book me for the O2?
Yes, Jamie actually does all the bookings.
Do you do
for
the bookings
O2?
At the O2?
Well, I was thinking that you should. We've got two ones here. Firstly, you can either ring up the O2 and try and book yourself, or the other one that I want to do is you ring up a pizza place and ask them for life advice on your comedy stand up.
Well, which pizza place?
Well, whichever one you want, you can pick it.
I think the O2 is potentially funnier.
Reese, which one? Firstly, the O2 could be potentially career damaging.
Career making. You know.
Or career making.
Do I have to definitely say I'm me? Can I say I'm someone else?
You could say you're someone else.
So that's you're Spencer fair. Matthews.
Oh, I'll say that I'm... I'll say I'm a comedian.
Do you want to say...
Can I pretend to be someone's agent?
You can pretend that you're Spencer Matthews and you wanted to book yourself for your first comedy gig because you've chosen to pursue a comedy career.
They won't
and
believe.
And that's actually quite... You can imagine him doing that.
I'll say that I'm Jamie Lang's agent.
No, you can't. No. Oh, God, did you see my panic in my voice then? No, please don't.
Oh, shoes on the other foot, is it? I see. All right, I'll phone the O2, but I'll think of something.
Thanks for calling the information line for the O2, officially the world's most popular music venue. To help us answer your question correctly, please choose from these three options. If you want to buy event tickets or parking, or have a question
to your
about
event.
Tickets
is this going to be an option?
Bought,
yeah.
One. For upcoming events,
if you want to play the O2,
up at the O2 and our bars and restaurants, press 2.
If you want to buy a ticket to Reese James,
please press 3. For how to get here and our postcode, press 1.
I will need to know that.
Yeah,
if
you
you're coming to the O2 and have a question about an event or the venue,
time.
Press 2. For lost property, press 3.
Lost my will
or
to live.
For anything else, please press 4. Please note, calls may be monitored for training purposes.
Oh, good, they're recording it as well.
Hi, Bell 2. Can I help?
Hello. I was wondering if you could put me in touch with the people in charge of bookings at your venue. I'm an agent of a very popular comedian looking to book in a tour date.
So do you mean the one of the venues, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, yeah.
Sorry, was that just O2, the network? Was I just trying to negotiate a contract for my phone?
The event sales team for the O2. To help put you through to the right person, please choose from the following five options. For VIP club membership and hospitality suite sales, press 1.
We'll get that, Francis.
For offer the O2 team building and exclusive corporate group bookings, press 2. For private hire inquiries for Indigo at the O2,
no
press
way.
3.
Proper venue,
for
please.
Private hire inquiries for the O2
Thank
Arena,
you.
The Entertainment District, and all our other venues, press 4.
The Entertainment District is my middle name.
There is no mailbox associated with this extension. Wait while I transfer your call.
That went well. I think I'm going to be playing the O2.
So guys, okay, fine, we got hung up on there, Reese. I mean, I feel like you were pretty persuasive at the beginning, so I think you should phone back that guy that you got on the call first. You should just try and
just get him,
just persuade this guy.
Guy works for O2 phone network and we'll be like, what are you talking about?
Thanks for calling the information line for the O2.
Oh, we're back.
Officially the world's most popular music venue.
Hello,
I was just cut off in a previous phone call. I'm an agent representing a comedian looking to hire out the O2. And I just wanted to...
I transferred you to the necessary...
I know, but it didn't work, so I'd rather not be transferred if that's okay. Just quite time sensitive.
Hold on a moment. Then the best thing would be to drop an email to sales@theo2.com.
I'm not on email. I just do business on the phone, quite old school, this business. I just wondered if we could chat about upcoming dates at the O2 availability.
You could advise me to transfer it to anyone specific. Bear with me a moment. Thank you.
You're not welcome. It is too late to say sorry, actually.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hi, thanks for holding. Unfortunately, our inquiries are all done via email over the phone.
Email over the phone?
Yeah, you said you're not an email, so... I mean, I could suggest that if you could... It's quite easy to open a Gmail account.
say again, G...
A Gmail account or Hotmail account. So that's the way we deal with our bookings.
Hot.
Yeah, for the...
All your bookings. So really, if I want to book the venue out, I can't... Can you not just talk to me now about it? I'm looking to do it on Halloween.
I know. I mean, I'm trying to transfer you to the sales department. I don't know what happened a minute ago.
Where are the sales department?
I transferred you prior to this call. I don't know where that took you, sir.
No, it took me absolutely nowhere.
It didn't go to another call?
It said a mailbox was not recognised or something, and frankly, I don't know anything about mail in any form. Would it help if I told you who it is that I'm trying to book into the O2? Would that help?
Honestly, for me personally, no, it wouldn't help me.
I'm sure it would help. You're going to jump at the chance.
I'm the first point of contact.
First point of contact is the perfect contact. You know, first person who gets to hear the big news. Two words. Reese James.
I understand, but I can't.
You understand? Can't, what do you mean you understand? You should be. There's no fanfare over there. I can't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I accept your apology. Reese James, he wants to play the O2. I'm his agent, Jackson Tucker. I'm looking to book him in for the O2 on Halloween at 6 p.m.
Okay, I will transfer
until 11 p.m.
department. Okay, one moment.
Oh, please. Don't transfer me, please. I don't like being transferred.
For calling the event sales team for the O2.
It's her again.
To help us put you through
two
to the
words.
Right person, please choose from the following five options. For VIP club membership and hospitality suite sales, press 1.
Yep.
For up at the
We're talking VIPs, aren't we?
Good afternoon, VIP club. Now speaking, how can I help?
Hello, I'm looking to hire out the O2 as a venue, but I've had no luck getting through to that team, so I've been sent here instead.
Oh, I see. Okay, I can transfer you if you bear with me one moment.
People keep trying to transfer me. I was wondering if I could talk to you about it. I'm trying to book in a comedian I represent to play the O2 on Halloween 2021.
Sorry, I really don't have any information that I could give you. If you bear with me, I'll transfer you.
I thought it was the VIP department. Sorry, it's okay. I just represent a VIP.
You need to speak with programming. If you just bear with me, I will look it up for you. Just hold the line.
Okay.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Christian D'Acuna. Who is this?
Hello, Christian. My name is Jackson Tucker, and I represent a very, very popular comedian who is looking to hire out the O2 on Halloween to perform his one-man show. I was wondering if... are you the right person to speak to about that?
I am, but we've got an email address that you've got to send an email to first.
I did explain...
I think one of my colleagues just told you exactly the same. Is that
yes,
right?
It is right, but I'm not on email. I did tell your colleague. I don't know if he relayed that.
I know, and I think what we would suggest is for you to set up an email address account on
But if you... I mean, what
Gmail.
If I... Is there no way of doing it even if I told you who it is?
I can't... Who is it?
Who is it? Two big fat words. Reese.
Sorry?
James.
Okay.
Reese James. You've probably seen him on football's 50 funniest moments.
Yeah.
Gaffs and goals.
Okay.
Sky Sports' honest, biggest blunders.
I completely hear...
When the news goes wrong.
I know who it is.
Are you laughing just thinking about him?
Would you still require to ensure that you've promoted events at the appropriate venues and that's all done via email so that we can do the correct checks before we can take the inquiry forward?
The problem with the email thing is that I run quite an old school business. It's worked for me for 40, 55 years, so that I don't really see a need to transfer online, get on the web and stuff.
It's fine. I mean, as long as you're able to type and send information across an email, then that still works.
What do you mean? What are you trying to imply?
I'm not trying to imply anything. I'm just saying that we essentially, you send us an email, we send you a form asking you for lots of information on your experience.
What sort of information do you ask for? Just so I'm prepared. Well, I don't want to set up an email address and then not be able to answer your questions.
Well, it's just all sorts, you know, like where have you promoted events before?
Oh, Wembley.
Wembley
playing
Arena.
Wembley Stadium, playing to the West Stand in Wembley Stadium this Friday. 28,000 sold.
Again, it's just a bit pointless. I just think, I understand how you cannot have an email address in this day and age.
Well, I mean, you live your life, I live mine, thank you very much. Christian.
It's just the way most people do businesses. I find it quite funny. But yeah, I mean, I think the best way to do it
I,
is
well, I don't know what business you're talking about, but I do business over the phone. Is this not O2, the phone network?
No.
What? No, but it's the O2 Arena, right?
It's the O2 Arena,
yeah. And is it a different? Is it a different O2? No, I know, but is it a different O2, or do you do business on the phone? Why have I got a contract with you if I have to get an email address? You know what? I'd like to cancel my phone contract, please. Book in the O2 Arena, and then I will get an email address to sort it all out.
Sorry?
I think you heard me, Christian. Goodbye. I feel awful. I'm gonna have to phone him back. I'm gonna have to phone him back and apologise.
Well, that, I think he you know,
he got there. He got it. Taking the
he
piss.
Got it.
Yeah, he understood.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh my god, Reece
very
James.
Good, very
oh
good.
My god.
Chris, he knew, didn't he?
Oh dear me. Okay.
So, who's gonna come to my show at the O2
on Halloween? I'm actually
2021 though.
Yeah. 21. Yes, I'm free that evening.
Yeah.
Oh my god, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, Reece James. That was insanely good. Francis, on that note, we've got to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy.
Well, the answer to the question of the week, well, the question of the week being, how much does a teaspoon of a neutron star weigh? The answer, well, your
By
answer.
By the way, you know they're calling us back.
Oh, are they?
Are you serious? Yeah, go ahead. Hello?
Hi, this is Christian from the O2.
Hi, Christian.
Hi, I genuinely did not hear what you said in that last sentence.
Oh, sorry, I think we got cut up. I went through a tunnel. Everything okay?
Yeah, no, you said something, and then you said, I think you did hear me, Christian. You put the phone down. I was just wondering what you thought, what you actually had said.
Oh, I was just talking about O2 and the phone network and trying to cancel my contract, and then so I could set up an, like you asked, you want me to set up an email address, right? But there's no point having a phone and an email address by the sounds of it, because that's not how you do business these days.
You can do both, but initially how we initially do an introduction.
You can do it.
So
can we do phone? Let's do some phone business.
How we always do our business is initially get information about your business over email.
We'll check out my website.
In paper. And what's your website?
My website. Yeah. HTTP.
Yep.
Colon.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Yep.
W.
Yeah.
W.
Yeah.
W.
W. Yeah.
Dot.
Yeah.
R.
So, what's that again?
R.
R for rugby.
If you like. H.
Yeah.
Y.
Yeah.
S.
S.
S. For rugby.
Again.
S for Sugby.
Yeah, cool. Reese.
The.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Dot.
Yeah.
Biz.
Dot biz. All right, cool. I'll check it out.
Check it out.
You've got it out.
Get on the mailing list.
If you're willing to set up a Gmail, then please do send us an email, and I'll check out the website in the meantime.
What's your email address? Sorry, I didn't quite catch it before.
I think someone in our team's already provided it for you. I think so.
Oh, didn't write it down.
Form. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Anyway.
Cool. All right.
I'll be in touch.
I'll drop you a line on New Year's Day.
Bye.
Goodbye. Why call back? Have you? What a mad reason to call back! I bet he's now recording it on the other end for a different podcast, Public Parts podcast.
Christ!
Yeah, he was trying to trick me then.
Is that actually your website?
God no! I don't know what that was.
ReaceTheBoy.biz.
I didn't want to give him my website.
Well,
I wanted him to. I thought he was going to type it and then search it and say that isn't a website. I'm just going, the website's down.
Well, but,
oh,
if
what a
it
shame.
Is a real website, they're going to get 28,000 hits.
I'm going to have to buy that domain now.
Right, Francis, let's have the question of the week.
Well, the answer to the question of the week, even. Do you remember what you said? You said
nothing.
Nothing. You said that a teaspoon of a neutron star weighs nothing.
Yeah, I said 28 grams.
You said 28 grams, so roughly an ounce. Just under. Well, the answer is, in fact, 110 million tons. Oh, right.
So you were closer with 28 grams.
Yeah. Yeah, I win.
It was either going to be nothing or everything. And I went nothing.
It wasn't everything.
It's loads, though. That's basically everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is all we've got time for today.
But I have my diary.
We've all got time for, France. I'm sorry, buddy.
But this is outrageous. I had my diary written.
I know, man. We got it. Reese, honestly, buddy, you have been... I haven't laughed that hard in, I can't remember how long. That was genius.
A couple of weeks, at least.
Of weeks,
since
at least.
Since the last podcast recording.
Dude, thank you so much. Listen, are you going on tour? Anything like that coming up?
Genuinely, I'm just here for the love of Anusol. I don't need to plug anything. Get on the website, reestheboy.biz.
Yeah, follow you on Instagram, Reese James.
Sure, Reese Jamesy.
Well, we'll have to get you back on to do some more pranks, because...
That was insane. Reese, honestly, buddy, thank you so much for coming on. And always what we like to do at the end of our podcast, we leave it to our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
You don't have to keep buying strawberries. You can just buy bubble wrap on its own. So you don't have to keep wasting the strawberry. You can just buy it. I only found that out last week. You can just buy a bubble wrap. All of my valuables are covered in strawberry juice.
Really?
I'm moving house next week. Everything's red. It's disgusting. Just buy bubble wrap. Get online.
Good advice.
And do business over the phone for the rest of time. If I hear that any of you have got an email, also Hotmail. Come on, mate.
I know that was
get
so
with the time.
Hotmail. Yeah, yeah.
Very frustrating when you're trying to say you're not on email for someone to say Hotmail and you not to be able to go grow up.
Also, what did you say? Send us an email over the phone.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, I thought you just did business over email, and he said, yeah, or over the phone. Fucking hell, mate. Christian.
Reese, cheers, buddy. Thank you so much to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. We shall see you. Next week,
tune back in. We're going to be here again.
Always here.
Every day.
We never leave.
Not every day, every week.
Every week.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.